Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at this same number. You know, I have to say it. I have to do it. But listen to this. This is a story in the Salon. This morning, understanding the Southern Baptist scandal for evangelicals listen to this. Women can't say no. So yes, the Bible tells women to submit to their husbands. In one verse, for some believers, that's plenty. So the Southern Baptist Conference, under investigation by the Department of Justice due to numerous claims of egregious sexual abuse and sexual harassment within the denomination. Perhaps people wonder why there is such an overabundance of sexual misconduct of various kinds within the evangelical circles. The truth is that many believers in Christ have struggled with what was right and wrong in regards to their genitalia. Is the creator of the universe worried about our private areas? Only I can talk about this, Connor. For most conservative evangelical Christians, it is apparently all God thinks about. As an ordained and evangelically trained minister, I tend to agree. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. That's Ephesians 5. Can barely get through 1 week of evangelical radio where this scripture is not discussed. It is one of the evangelical community's favorites, and one believes often referred to, one believers often refer to when they discuss the downfall of American society. They contend that it is all went to hell almost literally when women decided to be equal to men in the home. Then came Gloria Steinem, Geraldine Ferraro, and eventually the ultimate devil herself, Hillary Clinton. These women represented the end of the American family and then the end of God's influence upon American society. So what am I talking about? What are they talking about in this article? Submission to your husband is not simply a suggestion in the evangelical church, but a command put upon every married woman. So, women, Christian women, You commanded to submit to every married woman to your husband based on the scriptures. Now, I constantly hear people talking about Islam and how they mistreat their women. Rarely, if ever, do I ever hear anything talked about Christianity and some of the tenets in Christianity that demand and control of the women, and that the husband should control the woman and the woman should basically capitulate to whatever it is the man basically wants. And so in reading this article, this is no more clearly on display than in the sex life of an evangelical married couple. Simply put, a wife cannot refuse their husband when he wants to have sex. You hear that, Christians? She is a sinner for refusing her husband and then can be held responsible for any sexual sin her husband may commit afterwards. Naturally, with there being the basic mindset accusations by women regarding sexual abuse or harassment seem ridiculous to the majority of conservative evangelical men. Wait a minute. Are you sure that's not the Holy Quran? That's in the Bible? That women should... Go ahead, man. No,
I mean, I pulled it up. I know. Of course I did.
A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. So do Christian women know these passages? Are they aware of that in the Bible? That they are forced, you know, to become second-class citizens, and that their husband controls them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that that's exactly what you know Christianity. Despite the fact that it does say that in the Bible, or in Ephesians 5:22, it says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." A couple of verses right after that, it says, "So ought men to love their women or their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself."
Yes.
And so the idea was trying to create this equal relationship and place men and women on this equal playing field in this relationship. And you have to understand, you know, context, like with any story. A lot of evangelical Christians, they see one passage Jesus said and say, that's the law of how every person a part of this should act. And like, no, Jesus is specifically talking to a group of married people, you know, saying that talking to the wives, talking to the husband.